Happy Easter, everybody. Feliz Pascua. Happy Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And we cannot help but be overfilled with joy at thinking about such a beautiful reality. My friends, today we do. We celebrate Easter. We celebrate that Jesus is the resurrection and he is the life. And that should give us incredible joy, right? Like, I know that a lot of us, we've been thinking and we've been consumed by this whole virus thing that's going out there. It's like this invisible thing that is out to kill us. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ is here to give us life. He is out to love us. He is out to give us life. He is the life. He is the resurrection. And my friends, like, the resurrection, it can't just be something that happened 2,000 years ago. It has to be something that happens to you and me, that it becomes, that Jesus becomes alive in you and me. That Jesus is alive in us. Is he alive in you? Like, do we allow Jesus in? Like, somebody who told me, she said, Father, I just don't think I'm going to have an Easter this year. I said, what do you mean you're not going to have an Easter? She said, well, I can't go to church. I said, baloney, you can still have Easter. Jesus is inside of you. Jesus wants to live his life within you, within me. He's out to give us life. Did you catch that in every single reading that we just heard? Jesus was giving life. God was giving life. Every one of them. Every psalm that we just heard. Every reading that we just heard. The gospel. Jesus is to give us life. God wants to flood this world with life and with love. And friends, Jesus wants to come inside of us and to live his life within you, within me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and the life that I live is not my own. He lives within me. I still live my fleshly life, but it is a life of faith in the God who gave his Son for me. Friends, Jesus comes to give us life and to give us life to the full. Do we believe it? Do we believe it? That Jesus, how does it happen? It takes a surrender, right? It takes a surrender to Almighty God, to Jesus Christ. And to not just like a 50% surrender, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. 100% surrender to Jesus. Such that we die to ourselves. A Christian is one who has died to him or herself and allows Jesus, the risen, living, breathing Christ, to live within him or her. That is to be a Christian. Surrender, my friends, 100% surrender to Jesus and to his plan for our life, his plan for our world. That's what Easter is about. To let the living, breathing, resurrected Christ take up his residence within each and every one of you. Easter is not just about going to church, although that helps. Easter is about dying to self, like, and allowing the risen Christ to live within us. Do you know, we all live rather routinely lives, you know, sometimes you just think. And one time I remember this high school kid, he came up and he says, you know, Father, I just don't know what life is all about. And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, every morning I wake up, take a shower, eat breakfast, go to school, eat lunch, come home, surf the internet, have dinner. Sometimes I go to sports practice, then I go to sleep. So it sounds like a pretty good life to me, dude. Like, allow Jesus into that. I wake up, I eat breakfast, I take a shower, I go to school where I talk to people, and I eat lunch, and then I go home, and then I surf the internet and learn things. And then I go to practice where I get to exercise my body, mind, and soul. And then I go to sleep. Like, all these people, like, dude, you have a good life. Let Jesus come into that. And to make it all the more alive. How many of us right now would just, like, not kill because we're Christians, but, like, we want our routine back. And when we get our routine back, after this stupid, dumb virus is gone, and it will be gone, because Jesus is bigger than a virus. Once it's all gone, we'll have our routine back, but it can't be life as normal, because normal wasn't working. And it's the same with Lent. Lent is not about, oh, I did my penance. I did my fasting, I did my almsgiving, now I'll go back to normal. You can't. You don't get to go back to normal. You shouldn't want to go back to normal, because why? You don't just have a new, you have a new life. You don't just have your old life back. You have a new life. You have a brand new life. Listen to what Pope Francis says about this virus. He says, tonight before you fall asleep, think about when we'll go back on the street, we'll hug again, we'll go shopping together, and it will seem like a party. And we'll have coffees together, we'll have small talk, we'll have photos with each other, we'll go shopping, all these things. And then we will think back to this virus, it will all be a memory. But normality will seem an unexpected and beautiful gift. We will love everything that has so far seemed routine to us. Every second will be precious. On the other side of Lent, on the other side of this virus, like, we don't go back to normal. Jesus didn't go back to normal after the first Lent 2,000 years ago. Jesus didn't just come back to life, resuscitation. The resurrection is not just, oh, I'm back. The resurrection is new life. And that's what Jesus Christ wants to give you and give to me and give to this whole bloody world. Right now, this Easter, he wants to come and give us new life from within. If only we surrender and let him to do it. Will we? Will we? I pray so. You know, I was just thinking of a practical thing. You know, I like to give practical things to do. On the other side of this this day, this celebration, Easter celebration, what if we did Lent is 40 days. Easter is 50 days, right? We celebrate the resurrection all year round, really, but like especially for 50 days, we feast. It's a beautiful thing about being a Catholic. We fast for 40 days, we feast for 50. And friends, like, wouldn't that be nice if amidst all this junk going on about this dumb virus that we would say, like, we do a 50-day Easter challenge where every day you could put it on Facebook, you could put it in a notebook, you could put it in a journal, you could put it on Instagram, I don't care where you put it, but 50 days you put one thing down on paper or on your computer and share with the whole world of something that gave you life. Something that made you feel more alive today. Something that made you feel so happy. Something that gave you so much joy, so much life. What if we shared one thing? One thing, like, remember, that wasn't that long ago, maybe a few years ago. I was at Our Lady of Greenwood at the time, that it was that 100 Days of Happiness challenge on Facebook. Everybody was doing it. I did it. You were supposed to put a picture of something that made you happy and then write a little caption about it every day. That's what I'm suggesting, that for 50 days this Easter season, you put something on Facebook, you put something in a journal, I don't care where you put it, something that made you feel more alive. Because, friends, that's what Jesus came to give us, life. Life to the full, and this wasn't enough for him. He wanted to give us even eternal life. Praise Jesus. He is risen. He is risen indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.